Well, praise the Lord. This is Rosario Abati, founder of Scriptures for Us. Our power went off for a minute or so, so I hope we didn't get on a little late. I hope people didn't hang up because they thought we were going to be on. Once in a while, things like that happen. Sometimes we're not even able to get on there because the circuits are all busy or whatever, right? But I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. As always, all of our shows are recorded and archived. It'll probably be up on the site in case you have to maybe only listen for half the show. And we'll send you an email telling you that the show on Thursday night is now ready to listen to. And we always appreciate it that you tell your members within your own particular group that if just in case they missed a call to give them the website if they don't have one themselves, and just to click on live radio shows and they'll be able to listen to this show and about 8 of our other previous shows that we've had. And that's just good about these shows because if you miss one, not everybody's able to be on the show at 9 o'clock, so we realize that, especially now with the playoffs going on. People like to watch their playoffs if they're from, one of the cities the teams are playing in. But that's good that you're able to listen to it anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, okay? Now, if you got an email, you knew that we were going to be talking about the Givers Program and the new Product Certificate Program. Let's talk a little bit about the Product Certificate Program. Now, sometimes when people look at these programs, and they kind of wonder, how is it possible, okay, for you to, give away two airline tickets and hotel for the prices that are listed there? Well, the way you can do that is simply because not all airlines and not all hotels are booked, 100% all of the time. Airlines and hotels are willing to give discounts so that they can get that room filled up or that airline filled up. So that's how you're able to do it. The only difference is that sometimes you're not going to be able to get the exact day you may want to go. But that's why they give you more than enough time to really plan this. I think for the airline hotel, once you redeem your certificate, you have 1 year to actually plan your trip. So that's a long time to get around any shortcomings you might have as far as dates go. The same thing with any of the hotels or the resorts. I suggest that if you're looking for a really good, high-class, high-quality vacation, you might want to look into that 7-day resort. I mean, the prices are just unbelievable. And you have a lot in the United States, Canada. In fact, I think there's like 35 countries that offer that you can go to and get a 7-day, I think it's 8-day, 7-night, or 7-day, 8-day lodging. And these are not just timeshares. These are actually, first quality, 5-star, some of them. Resorts, in real exotic places. So, if you desire if you go to the site, first of all, which is scriptures.cc/bonus.html. If you forget that number, just email us and we'll give it to you, or you can more than welcome to call us and look around and see what we're offering. And, by all means, if you're planning on making a trip or if you want to take advantage of some of the restaurant offers we have, just ask for the certificate. It's not going to cost you anything to ask for it until you actually redeem it. So go there, and if you want to, if you see something you like and you think you might be able to take advantage of it, just go there, and then it instructs you to click on the email and then just write in the email what certificate you want, and we'll email it right to your home, and you can print it out, and it's yours there, and you have 30 days to read over all the instructions, and if you decide you want to redeem it, then you pay the redemption prices, which is very, very low, and then you have like a year to, plan your vacation. So by all means, if you like to go out to dinner, we got the one certificate that's good for $300 in dinners. You, with that one, you get one certificate that's worth $25. You'll get one certificate every every month for 12 months. It's worth $300, okay? So you're able to take $25 off of your dinner every time you go to participating restaurants. And again, before you redeem that, you can look and see what restaurants are in your particular area. But what's good about these restaurant certificates is the fact that they're available at 3,500 different restaurants, not restaurants just in your local area. So if you travel or visit someone, you might find out whether or not they have a restaurant in that particular area. And, use it. Why not? You're going to be saving $25 off a meal. That's a lot of money, especially nowadays. You know, everybody's trying to save as much money as they possibly can. So take a look at all of those. If you have any questions, you know, you're always more than welcome to call us toll free. The office hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday 9 a.m. to 12 noon. So that's about it for that. There's not really much more to explain. You have to go there and look yourself, okay? Also, we wanted to talk a little bit about the Givers Program. Now, if you haven't taken advantage of the Givers Program, then I suggest that you do, because what you want to do is sometimes just by doing this shows, number one, that you have confidence in this program, that you're able to, that you're willing to pay $19.95 for that person's first month in the business, and they'll get it for free, and it costs you $19.95. Now, here's what some people didn't know, and some people didn't know that when you pay the $19.95, whether that person joins the program on their own the following after the 30 days, whether they join or not, you still get back 90% of what you paid. So, in other words, when you pay $19.95 for a product certificate, for the Givers Program, and you sponsor someone into it, then the following month, you're going to be getting back $17.96. So it only really cost you, once you get your commission back, it only costs you $1.99 to sponsor that one person into the program. Now, I don't know how you can get any less expensive than that. I mean, $1.99 to get someone to join your group is certainly, you know, very, very reasonable considering what it costs to maybe do your own, you know, do it on your own in some other way. So this is something you really shouldn't think about, but I do warn people that when you sponsor someone into the Givers Program, you just don't want to sponsor anybody, okay? We don't recommend that. What you want to do is, and this is why we tell people, what you need to do is you need to get people on the phone. When someone joins your group, you'll always get an email, okay, telling you who that person is. It'll have their phone number, their address, their email address. So there's really no excuse, okay, for anyone not to call up someone that joins your group. Now, remember, all you are is their sponsor. You're not their boss. You're not their trainer. All you want to do is get on the phone and welcome them to your group. And what we tell people to do is basically the only thing you want to tell them, so you make the conversation short, is tell them the reason I'm calling is because I want to make sure you get your free info pack. And the only way Scriptures for Us is going to send it to you is if you confirm all the information you submitted, and they can do it one of two ways. Call our toll-free number during business hours, or they can do it online. And when they join, they always get an email telling them exactly where they need to go to confirm it online. Now, it only takes about a minute for them to do that. So we always tell people, when you tell somebody that they need to confirm, okay, and this is how they're going to get their info pack, someone that's really interested in getting started, okay, will always confirm. Someone who's not interested will usually not confirm. And we always figure it this way. If they're not willing to, you know, take 1 minute of their day out to confirm their information so they get an info pack, then how interested could they really be? I would say probably not very interested at all. And someone like that, well, you know, that wouldn't be a good idea to sponsor them into the Givers Program. So before you do that, you can either want to do one of two things. You can wait until they confirm and then offer to pay for their first month. Now, there are going to be some people that as soon as they see the program, they're going to sign up themselves. Well, of course, if they sign up themselves, there's no reason for you to sponsor them into the Givers program. Just let them go on their own. But if someone is, you feel someone's interested, even after you talk to them for a little while, just to kind of introduce yourself and welcome them to Scriptures for Us, and if they feel like, if you feel like they're interested in that person, you might want to consider sponsoring into the Givers program. Before you do that, you always want to tell them. Now, we usually tell people what you might want to do, just to, you know, make sure you're getting a qualified person to sponsor into the Givers program. You might want to wait until they confirm their information and then offer to sponsor them into the Givers program. Now, how are you going to know whether or not they confirmed? Well, every time someone signs up, every time someone confirms, every time someone joins the auto program or the co-op advertising program, the sponsor will always, I mean, they will be notified, and so will the sponsor. So when someone signs up to join your group, you're going to get an email telling you who that person is. If someone confirms their information, you're going to get an email telling you that that person confirmed. If they join the co-op advertising program, you're going to get an email telling you that that member joined the co-op. If they don't join the auto program, you're going to get an email telling you that that person joined the auto program. So you're always going to know through email. And, of course, going to your back office, you're going to know exactly who is doing what in your group. So if someone confirms, you're going to get an email, so will they, and we're going to say that their information is confirmed and their info pack is in the mail. That might be the person you want to call, but I suggest you maybe wait about a week, because sometimes that's about how long it may take for them to get an info pack. So after a week or so, you might want to contact them and call them up and say, well, I see that you confirmed your information. I'm glad, you know. Did you get your info pack yet? If they say yes, well, if there's something I can help you with, you know, please let me know. And, you know, you want to tell them that, you know, I'm just your sponsor. I'm someone who introduced you into the program. And if you really want some, you know, technical training, you know, the company recommends that you call them, because you don't want to try to get into training so much, okay? Because what happens is, especially someone who's new in the program, you know, they may not be able to answer questions that people are asking them. And sometimes what people do in order not to feel dumb, they'll just answer it the best they can, whether it's true or not, because they're kind of embarrassed to say, well, I really don't know what to tell you about that particular question. See, so that takes kind of the burden off of you, that you won't have to do that. If you don't know the answers, tell them. Say, you know, Scriptures for Us recommends that you get all their training from them. So here's the toll-free number. You're more than welcome to call them during business hours, you know, anytime you want. But basically, you want to, on a follow-up call, is basically get to know a little bit about that person. You want that person to become your friend. You want to get to know, you know, where you work at, what do you do, what made you interested in Scriptures for Us. Always mention the fact that it is a Christian company. Also mention the fact that if you are using some of our products, always mention that. Because when they start ordering products, you're going to get 25% commission, okay, off of all their orders. In addition to, you know, the 90% you're going to get when they join the auto program. So you can make a lot of money just off of one person. You can make and when they join the auto program and start ordering products, you can make more money off that one person than it's costing you to participate in the program. And that's why this program works, okay? I mean, 90% commission can do wonders for your group. If you understand what this can do for you, then it's going to certainly encourage you to continue. You know, I mean, what you have to get rid of is all this doubt, anxiety, and thinking that you're going to join this company And all of a sudden, you're going to start earning thousands of dollars in a couple months or so. And then when you do, what you do is you quit. Well, guess what? That's the worst thing you can do, because when you quit, you already failed. And you have to actually take a step back and say, how much is this opportunity costing me? All right, it's costing you $19.95 a month if you're on the Bible Lesson Online, $21.95 a month if you're on the Bible Lesson on CD. Now, that shouldn't even be considered an expense, because it's something you're buying, okay? Like if you were to buy a CD from a ministry somewhere, you're going to have to pay for that. They don't just send it to you for free. So, you know, that part of the program really is not an expense, okay, because you're getting a product with that or a service. The only really expense you have is your co-op advertising program, or if you buy the postcards, or if you do your own advertising in some way or another. All that is an expense. Before I forget, I want to remind you that those expenses are tax deductible, okay? So you always want to keep good records of what you're doing, especially if you sponsor someone into the Givers Program for $19.95, you can deduct that from your income tax. Your co-op can be deducted from the income tax. Your phone calls that you make can be deducted from your income tax. Part of your home that you use for an office can be deducted from your income tax. See, so as a person being in business for themselves, because that's what you are, you have a lot of legal deductions, okay? And by all means, you should really take advantage of them. And if you're not, then, you know, you're missing out on, or you're going to pay the government more than you really should owe them. It's that simple. And they got enough money that they abuse anyway, so let's not give them any more than they're just going to waste anyways. So let me get back to the Givers Program. Now, I told you it's $19.95. That's what we really recommend. Get someone started on the Bible Lesson Online. And you only want to do it for 1 month. Then you want to see at that particular point what the person is going to do on their own. For the most part, okay, most people will go on their own. So that means you're going to get $17.96 from that person each and every month. And it only cost you initially, once you got your rebate back, $1.99. So if just one person joins, in 1 year you made from that one person $215 in your pocket. Now multiply that by 10 or 20 or 100 even. You know, I mean, these are things that are going to happen and will happen if you stay in the program, but they're not going to happen overnight, okay? And there's not going to come a point in time when, you know, everything's going to just kind of freeze and stop. The only way it's going to freeze and stop growing is if you stop. You know, in other words, if you're on the co-op advertising program and you're getting people each and every month, and each month your check grows, maybe 1 month it may not, okay, but you can see there's a steady pattern of growing. Well, as long as you continue to do what causes the growth, then there's no reason whatsoever that it should not stop, okay? And sometimes what you need to do is just kind of take out a calculator, and it's a shame that more people don't do this, and I'll tell you a true story. There was a guy that was in the program for 4 months. He didn't like how much he was growing really rapidly, you know. And he actually called up the company, wanted to talk to me. And he says, you know, what kind of scam you running here? I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, I thought I'd be making a lot more money than I am right now. And you know, I told him, I said, well, Terry, his name was, you won't know his last name. I said, you know, we don't never tell anybody you're going to make a lot of money in a couple of months. I said, you know, it takes time. And I said, let me look at what you're earning here. So I looked up what he was earning, and I saw that his check from the previous month doubled. And I told him that. I said, you know what, Terry? I said, your check, you know, it doubled from the previous month. I said, that's really good. You know what he did? He hung the phone up on me. And then he actually called the Better Business Bureau to report that we're running some kind of scam. Of course, that was thrown out totally because he lied. All right, we never tell people that. There's no literature that says you're going to make such and such amount of money in this short a period of time. But you know what I did? In his case, what I did is I figured, well, he was here for 4 months. I want to see what his growth is. And I'll kind of take that percentage of growth that he had each month, and I'll take it down to about 2 years, and it's exactly what I did. If he would have stuck around for 2 years, or it might have been 2.5 years, he would have been making about $3,500 a month commission. See, this is what anxiety does to people. See, it ruins them. And it causes them to get, you know, to lose opportunities. See, you know, we all know Donald Trump. Well, he was on a show one time. He used to be on Friday nights. I used to love that show. It was Donnie Deutsch. And he used to have people on there, like people that started their own home-based business. They had an idea, and they started their business from their home, and eventually they wound up becoming millionaires and whatever. He had people like that every week. One day he had Donald Trump on there, and he asked Donald Trump a question. He says, you know, Donald, what do you think the secret of success is? And Donald said, well, I know the words word for word. He says, I know a lot of people that are millionaires, and they all became millionaires because they never gave up. He said, I also know a lot of people that could have been millionaires, but they never became millionaires because they gave up. And Donald Trump says, so is that the secret then? Never giving up? He says, you got it. See, the moment you give up, okay, you've already failed. You're not going to fail. You already have failed. And if you talk to any successful person, they'll always tell you that I never gave up. I just kept on going. Now, we're not talking about thousands of dollars every month that you need to run this business. We're talking about peanuts compared to other franchise businesses, business opportunities. If you went to a broker and tell them I'm looking for a business, he'll say, well, how much money do you want to invest? And you say, well, I want to invest $19.95. That's how much I want to spend. You know, of course, he's going to laugh at you. I said, are you kidding me? My fee just to find you a business is $5,000. I didn't just make that off my head. That's exactly what they charge, some more than that. Okay? So you're getting something that's worth about $15,000 or $25,000. You got it for free. Your business is already set up. You don't have to go looking for a location. You don't have to look to go out and buy software. You don't have to get an 800 number. You won't have to buy checks to send out commission checks to all your people. You won't have to stock products. You won't have to do any of that stuff. You have a turnkey business. And if you can't see that, or if someone can't see that, then I guess what you should do is get a pair of glasses. Because if you allow this opportunity to pass you by, you know what? You're going to be like those people that had a chance to buy microwave stock for like 10 cents a stock and thought that company will never go anywhere. Now, their stocks are worth, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars per share now. And people that got into Microsoft and Xerox and companies like that in the beginning are multimillionaires now. So, I encourage you as your brother in Christ, you know, don't let this opportunity pass you by. You know, you're going to have ups and downs, but, you know, this is a business. And unless you run it like a business, then, you know, nothing's going to happen. And one of the things you have to do is you have to advertise your business. That would be like you trying to save some money, opening up an appliance store. And you decided, well, you know, I want to save some money, so I'm not gonna put a sign out front because the sign costs $1,500. Well, guess what? After a month, you didn't have one person walking in there. See, not until you put a sign up, somebody's going to know what you're offering. It's the same with you. Unless you know people, unless you're letting people know what you have to offer, well, how are you going to get people to join your group? I mean, just going to be by magic, osmosis, what? So you have to advertise. Advertisement is free, okay? Eventually, I should say, becomes free, because advertising is the only thing that's going to cause you to start earning more money than you're spending on a monthly basis. I mean, do you think for one second that companies like Budweiser are going to spend $10 million on a one-minute commercial on the Super Bowl if they didn't know that they're going to get that $10 million back in sales? I mean, if all these companies like Budweiser, Burger King, Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola, Pizza Hut, if they didn't advertise, I mean, if advertising doesn't work, these companies would have been out of business a long time ago. So you have to understand that advertising does work. But sometimes it's going to take you a little longer than what maybe you want to. But you're in business for yourself. So you have to do and should be willing to do whatever it takes to get where you want to go. Now, this opportunity can earn you thousands of dollars per month in a year or so. And much more than that, you know, 5 years down the line, you could be earning $100,000 a year. That's not dreaming. That's very possible. But if you don't stick it out, and if you're going to allow a very small amount of money to hold you back from earning a lot of money, then I don't know what you're looking for. I usually tell people like that, you know, maybe you should just go out and buy a lottery ticket and hope that you win the lottery. But if you're thinking that you're going to earn a lot of money in a short period of time, well, there aren't any businesses like that. It takes work. It takes money. But in our case, we've already paid for your business. It's already set up for you. That's something you got for free. That's worth a lot of money. You saved money just by joining this company. And all you have to do is that small amount each month to qualify yourself as a member. That's the Bible Lesson Online or the Bible Lesson on CD. And join the advertising program or purchase the postcards and labels. Now, I asked somebody the other day, I said, you know, how much do you want to make a month? He said, I'd like to make at least $1,000 a month or a couple thousand. Well, how much are you willing? And I almost get the same answer every time I ask somebody this. Well, how much are you willing to spend in order to get to earn $1,000 a month? He said, I'd be willing to spend $100 a month. Almost everybody says that. Okay, but when it comes time to doing that, actually less than that, all of a sudden that changes now. Now it's, I don't want to spend anything. See, and it's a shame that people think that way and actually believe that that's going to happen. So all I can tell you is your business is, that's what it is. It's a business. And unless you run it like a business, okay, very little, if anything, is going to happen. And my desire for everybody that joins this company is I want them to earn a lot of money. I mean, God forbid, if that wasn't our desire, then why on earth would we offer people 90% commission? I mean, think about it. Are we trying to scam people? Go look around at what these other companies are offering. Some offer 5%, 2%, or some maybe 25% if you have group sales of 100,000 a month or something. And then their monthly fee just to stay in the program, to be a member, you know, is sometimes like well over $100. Sometimes then people don't make any money at all, because they're being charged so much to participate in the program, they don't have any money left to promote their business. See, we do just the opposite. We have a small amount of money, but because it's small and because we want people to earn money, we pay 90%. What good is it to pay 100% or $200 a month, okay, and all you're getting from that $200 a month is 5% or even 10%? See, so the 90% is the key to your success. And you must see this, okay? If you don't, then you're going to be like some people who, you know, get discouraged after a couple of months, and nobody joined my group. And, you know, when I tell people, you know, have you been calling anybody? Well, no, I haven't called anybody. I said, why not? Well, nobody called me. See, they have this attitude that everybody's like them. No, I wish everybody was like them, because then we wouldn't need people to sponsor. We would just sponsor people ourselves, knowing that, hey, everybody that we contact, they're going to participate in the program. So we wouldn't need you, would we? So you are an intricate part, the most intricate part of the company. You're the lifeline between that person and the company. You're the mediator, okay? You're the one that's going to get that person interested in participating in the program. And if you're wishy-washy about it yourself, then how are you going to get other people interested? So even though you may have been the type of person that, you know, as soon as you heard about it, you started right away, and even though you never heard your sponsor, you still went for it. There's a lot of people out there like you that are just like that. But don't take the attitude that, well, no one called me, so I'm not going to call anybody. See, not everybody's like you. Not everybody's a self-starter. Not everybody's self-motivated. So there's no excuse, whether your sponsor called you or not, there's no excuse, and please don't try to find one, there's no excuse for you not to contact your members, okay? It's that simple. Well, we're almost at the end of our show, and as always, if you have any questions, what you need to do is you need to touch one on your touch-tone phone, and we'll put you on the air, and you'll hear on your end, unmuted. That means you're able to talk. So if anybody has a question or a comment, just please press 1 on your touch-tone phone now, and we'll see your microphone light up, and we'll put you on the air. In the meantime, while I'm waiting, if you're not a member of Scriptures, then I suggest you contact the person that told you about this radio show and, you know, join up. It's free to join. There's no future obligation. If you just want to hang around for a while to see what's going on, because every time someone requests information, they're automatically put into our system, and they're automatically, like everybody else, whether you're a member or not, will always be getting the script news from us, so they can know what's going on within the company. And sometimes you get people that right at that moment in time, maybe it's just not the right time for them to join. But that doesn't mean that can't change, okay? So if we just kind of forget about that person, then they're going to forget about us. So we keep that person in our system. They'll always be getting their script news from us, or our name's always going to be in front of them. And if you got the email today, you know, I mentioned about going to your back office and clicking on the tab that says email. And I suggest you use that, you know, not every day, maybe like once every 2 weeks. All you want to do is just kind of maybe send a message to all of the people in your group, just to encourage them. You might want to say that, you know, you did join the auto program, you joined the co-op advertising program. I'm starting to get people to join my group. And little by little, my group is building. I can see myself having a good future with this company. Or if you maybe tried a product, it's always a good idea to share your experiences with a product that we have. And if you're not using our products, I suggest you think about it. I mean, you want people to purchase products so you can get a 25% commission. But yet, if you're holding back, not purchasing products yourself, then you're really not sending a good message to your others within your own group. Now, there's one particular person that every time he sponsors a person into the group. He talks about EyeSafe and EyeBright because he uses that and it's helped him tremendously with his vision. And every time that he mentions that, you can bet your bottom dollar that we start getting orders for that product, see? But if you're not mentioning, you're not talking to others within your own group about products, and it's going to be hard for you unless you want to be a liar, and we don't recommend that. It's going to be hard for you to share what your experience is with the product you're not using. And we have a guarantee. It's 100% guarantee, money-back guarantee within 30 days. If you don't like the product, let us know. We'll just give you a refund minus the shipping. And you don't even have to give us a reason. You don't have to fill out any forms. And guess what? You don't have to return the product. So no one, there's really no excuse for not trying our products. And we, that's how good our products are. But that's how we can, that's why we can offer something like that, a guarantee like that. That's how sure we are. And the only way you're going to find out how good our products are is by using them. And once you use them, you're going to find out that everything that we say about our products is true. They are the best products you can buy. I won't go into all the detail of why they are, okay? That would take a half hour just to do that, okay? But trust me when I tell you, try our products. They're the best you can buy anywhere. And if you don't believe us and you don't agree with us, just let us know and we refund your money. We don't keep a record. You know, if you call a couple times, you know, about this product and that product, we don't say, well, hey, you already, you know, you try, you, it seems like you're never going to like any of our products, so we're not going to take any orders from you anymore. No, we're not going to do that. We don't keep track of people who ask for refunds, okay? We just give them and that's it. We get it, and hopefully they'll order something else that maybe they will like. So by all means, start using your products because you want to be able to share this with people. Members within your own group. Because you're going to get 25% commission, that's a lot of commission. I mean, if you have, let's say, within your own little group, in the beginning, let's say, you know, you only, in your whole group, let's say that you only have $200, and I'm talking, this is peanuts. Let's say there are some people that order this much themselves, one person. But let's say you only have $200 in gross sales. Well, that's an extra $50 in your pocket. Now, if someone walked up to you and says, hey, here's $50, would you take it? Of course you would. Now, what did you do? All you did was mention that you were using that product, and you recommend that they start using the products. So you're not really selling anything. You're not going to be begging people to purchase our products. You're just going to share your experiences with products that you yourself are using. And you also, you know, get 25% off. That's a lot of money. I don't think any other company even offers anything off. Maybe a couple percent here and there if you buy like $500 worth. So that's basically all about just about everything that I wanted to say tonight. Now, if anybody has a question, you know, just press 1 on your touchtone phone, or if you have a comment, you know, just touch 1 and I'll put you on the air. If not, we'll have to say goodbye. Well, I don't see anybody touching their phone there. Nope. All right, so I want to thank everybody again for tuning in. I don't know when we'll have... Oh, there's somebody with a question. Go ahead, you're on the air. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Hit the wrong
Great button. Overview of the business tonight.
There you go.
And, yeah. Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, start over again.
Okay, that was a great overview of the business tonight, and
thank you.
Yeah, and now when a person sends, like you send out a postcard and they call in and leave their name and email or whatever,
right.
Do you automatically give them a website?
Yes.
Okay.
They're automatic. Everybody that requests information is automatically given their own website.
All right, wonderful. And another
yeah.
question I have,
sure.
if you don't mind,
No.
how long has Scriptures actually? When did the Scriptures start?
It started in August of 2014.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, now, let me tell you something. Don't, how long a company's in business has nothing to do with how much money you're going to make.
No. Okay? I knew that.
Yeah, and see, Scriptures for Us is a division of another company called Scriptures.
Right, okay, right. That's what I thought.
Scriptures has been in business for over 10 years.
We decided that we wanted
to start another program that was a little bit more upscale, offered a lot more money in commissions, and only have one level. So with the multi-level marketing that Scriptures is, you kind of have to split all your commission up. With this, you get it all.
Right. Right. That was my point. I knew Scriptures had been around a long time, and I just wanted people to know that this is a company that's been in business for a long time. They didn't have to worry about it, dropping off like so many of these new ones that start up all the time. They're here today and gone tomorrow. Scriptures has been around, and they're going to continue to be so, and I really admire that. So,
thank you.
Appreciate thank you. All right.
Thank you. Anybody
good
else
call.
Have a
good
comment?
Call.
Thank you. Anybody else? There's somebody else here. Here you go. Nope. Hello, did you want to make another comment?
No, I'm sorry.
I must say, I hit the wrong one here. I'm sorry. There you go. Here it is. Okay.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, I'm calling from Florida. I just want to, this is Hazel. And so I'm going to call you tomorrow because I have several things I want to talk to you about, and so I don't want to do it right now. Okay?
No, the only thing we allow on the calls, training calls, you have to stick to the subject that we're talking about.
Right,
so if,
I understand.
You have some kind of problem or something else you want to discuss, you are going to have to call tomorrow,
Yeah, okay, no problem. I just want to tell you that. Have a good evening.
You too. Anybody else?
Bye now.
Thank you.
Great show.
Anybody else? Okay, I don't see anybody else. All right, so, again, I want to thank everybody for listening in, and I want to thank those that made comments. Again, you'll be always notified when this is going to be archived, so you can inform all of your other members. Oh, and by the way, I had mentioned about the back office. When you go to your back office and you get into your back office, you'll see tabs there, commission, so forth, genealogy report, and there's one that's called email. Click that on, and you'll come to a screen that'll say, one box will say subject, and the other box will say body. Now, that's a way that you can email every single person in your group with one hit. In other words, in the subject, you might want to put whatever, okay? I tried a Scriptures product. And then in the body, you might put a short message about that product. Or maybe you just joined the auto program and you're getting people and you want to encourage them to do the same thing. Make it short and to the point. And then always put your name, at the bottom. And then at the bottom, the whole bottom there, if you go to email group, when you hit that, that message will go to every single person in your group. See, so it's always a good idea to keep in contact with your group, okay? You want them to know that you haven't forgotten them. They always will get emails from us through the Script News. But it's always a good idea for you to keep in contact with your members and letting them know that you're still there. And always put on there, maybe, hey, if you want to talk to me sometime so we can get to know each other better, then put your phone number there or your email address. And it only takes, a couple of minutes for you to do that. And believe me, it's well worth it to do that. People, want to know that there's somebody out there that cares about them. And if you're their sponsor and you show no interest in them whatsoever, then what kind of message are you sending? Not a very good one, First of all, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. So that should, the very thing that should bind us together right then and there, So again, this is the last time. I want to thank everybody for listening in. We will have another call like this. Maybe we're looking for a guest maybe to put on here one of these nights. And, of course, as always, you'll be notified when the next Blog Talk Radio show is going to be. So I want to thank everybody again. Have a nice weekend. And one thing I want to mention. Jesus Christ, your Savior, loves you, and he proved that by dying on a cross for you. He loves you, and so do I. Have a nice weekend, everybody.